Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Allowances for children. Good idea or not? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. As far as I'm concerned, it's never too early to learn how to manage money. Just ask my 6.5-year-old grandson, Morgan. I started having conversations with him about money when he was a toddler and started saying, "I want." Those early little chats started with semantics. I'd ask, "Morgan, do you need that or do you want that?" And I'd explain the difference between a need and a want. A need was something I agreed was so important that I'd help him get it, aka buy it for him. A want was something he'd like but didn't have to have, so his piggy bank would need to pay for it. Repetition worked, and as he got older, he came to understand that repetition was just another word for consistency when it came to money conversations with me, his grandma Gogo. Which brings me to the subject of kids and allowances. True, there are different schools of thought when it comes to giving a child an allowance, but it's a conversation that happens in just about every household, whether the family income is large or small. Many people believe an allowance is an essential stepping stone to learning the value of money. Others don't agree. As a financial journalist, a mother, and a grandmother of 2 young children, Morgan's little sister Savannah is my other grand little, and she's 2.5. I believe allowances allow parents to help guide their children onto the road of financial responsibility. Every household will have different ways of approaching allowances, but if you choose to accept the give them an allowance school of thought, there are some concrete ways to manage allowances successfully. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.